in the trails to make a big circle. And we're bound to come across somebody who's seen these skunks.
Who's the fella who owns this shithole? You, fat man. Speak up.
I own this establishment. Bought it from Greeley for $1,000.
You better clear out of there.
Yes, sir.
Just hold it right there. Hold it! Cowardly son of a bitch. You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself. He's gonna decorate his saloon with my friend.
You'd be William Money out of Missouri. Killer of women and children.
That's right. I've killed women and children. Killed just about everything that walks or crawls at one time or another. And I'm here to kill you, little Bill, for what you did to Ned. Boys better move away.
All right, gentlemen. He's got one barrel left. When he fires that, take out your pistols and shoot him down like the mangy scoundrel he is. Misfire. Kill us, bitch.
From 1992, that was Unforgiven. That's my favorite Western. Clint Eastwood, just an awesome movie. In the background here, we have another Steven Spielberg and John Williams collaboration. They came out with two of them in 93. 93, great year for movies. Schindler's List and this one, Jurassic Park. 47 movies that you should watch before you die. Here on Watch This on WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Very majestic Jurassic Park from 1993. I got on my bicycle out at UMass after I'd graduated college, and I raced out to see that about 10 miles, and it was great. And the ILM did fantastic CGI on those dinosaurs. It was the first time we saw dinosaurs come to life on the big screen there. So, for sake of time, I only got until 7. I'm trying to do 47 movies to watch before you die based on my 47 years of life. I'm picking a movie a year that I love. We are up to 1994. I'm going to play you this clip. I think you're going to know it. It's from Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
...1995, David Fincher's Seven. 47 movies to watch before you die, as picked by Chris Earle, here on Watch This, WMFO 91.5 FM.
They announced it.
They announced it?
Yeah.
So?
3 cent stamp.
You're Mallard?
Yeah.
That's terrific.
It's just a 3 cent.
It's terrific.
Hoffman's Blue Wing Teal got the 29 cent. People don't much use the 3 cent.
Oh, for peace. Of course they do. Whenever they raise the postage, people need the little stamps.
Yeah?
When they're stuck with a bunch of the old ones.
Yeah. I guess.
It's terrific. I'm so proud of you, Norm. Heck, Norm, you know, we're doing pretty good.
I love you, Margie.
I love you, Norm.
2 more months.
4 months.
There you go. A nice quiet moment from the movie Fargo that came out in 1996. Another movie that I would pick on my 47 movies that you should watch before you die. And of course, before that was Seven, Nine Inch Nails doing the soundtrack of that movie in the background. The first movie I really saw where the bad guy won. And then, of course, The Usual Suspects was also that year. And Kevin Spacey came onto the map. He had already been doing some acting work. But that year was huge for him. And of course, now it's not anymore. Now he's not on anything anymore. But that's because we live in 2018. And he is a deviant like every single man that has been born, apparently. We are here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. I'm picking 47 movies to watch before you die. The next one in 1997, it came out, and it was the only movie to see that year, or see it 20 or 30 times if you were a young girl, or about 4 times if you were a young boy like me, or a 20-something-year-old boy like me, because I went and saw this a number of times in the movie there. I loved it. I still love it now. It's Titanic, and here's a clip from Titanic here on Watch This.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls. Wearing this.
All right.
Wearing only this.
That's it. That's all I'm giving you. 3-hour-plus movie. I'm giving you a 20-second clip for sake of time. But it's Titanic. If you haven't seen it, I love it. One of my 47 movies to watch before you die. This next one, I saw it in the movie theater and I didn't know what to think of it. I thought it was okay at the time, but then watching it again, I liked it more. And then I threw my very first comedy movie party, and it turned out that everybody liked this movie about just as much as I have. And it went on to be a huge, huge cult hit. And I was involved with the very first Kentucky Lebowski party, and I wish I had stuck around for it, because they ended up having permanent jobs doing Lebowski fests a few times a year now. This is from The Big Lebowski from 1998 here on Watch This.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Straight up downtown somewhere, I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
All right, we're up to 1999, 47 movies for you to watch before you die. I've got about 42 minutes left, so I got to quicken the pace up on a couple of these a little bit. This next one is from 1999, not only one of my favorite movies of that year, but of all time.
My job consists of basically masking my contempt for the assholes in charge. And at least once a day, retiring to the men's room so I can jerk off while I fantasize about a life that doesn't so closely resemble hell.
It's American Beauty here on Watch This.
Thank you. Wilson!
That's from Castaway. It's a little clip called I'm Sorry, Wilson. I was between that one and Traffic. Traffic's a great movie. But Castaway was also great. I hated the ends of it, the Helen Hunt part, the beginning and end, but I loved the middle part, and Tom Hanks just amazing in that. So Castaway from 2000 is the one that I would pick on 47 movies to see before you die, before that American Beauty, and I played a little clip in the theme from that. 2001, another long movie. And the best of the three, I thought, of the trilogy. Well, then there was three more, which totally sucked. But Lord of the Rings came out in 2001. And I remember seeing that on Christmas of 2001. And it blew me away. I just thought it was just so such a great, great movie. And I'm going to pick this one from 2001, Lord of the Rings. Just a small clip from it. I made a promise, Mr. Frodo, here on Watch This.
I made a promise, Mr. Frodo. A promise. Don't you leave him, Samwise Gamgee. And I don't mean to. I don't mean to.
That's it. Any movie that's over 3 hours, I'm basically playing 20-minute clips, 20-second clips today. Next one's from 2002. I wanted to pick Jackass, but I decided to pick this one instead because I'm like, oh, wait a second. I've seen this a whole bunch of times, and I love it. It was people all of a sudden thought it was a drama, but to me, it was a comedy. And when Jack Nicholson was talking about the movie, he said, I thought we were doing a comedy. About Schmidt from 2002. Just a hilarious movie, at least to me. Everybody else thought it was a dramedy, I guess. But I thought it was great. Here's the trailer from About Schmidt from 2002. 47 movies to watch before you die here today on Watch This.
My name is Warren R. Schmidt. I am 66 years old and recently retired. Helen and I have been married 42 years.
Don't dilly-dally.
Lately, I find myself asking the same question. Who is this old woman who lives in my house? But then there's Jeannie. She's our only. Recently, she got engaged. I think she could have done a heck of a lot better.
It's not a pyramid scheme. A lot of people think it's a pyramid scheme, but it's not.
People used to raise their eyebrows because I breastfed him until he was almost five, and I say, well, you just look at the results.
My father didn't think so much of you at first.
Yeah. Jeannie, I'm on my way out to see you.
You're coming now?
Don't tell me you couldn't use a little extra help with all those wedding arrangements. Life is short, and I can't afford to waste another minute.
Do you have any pictures of your daughter in your wallet?
No. I might have one of George Washington.
Warren.
I hope I'm not intruding.
As a father of the groom, I'd like to welcome our guest.
Can't we just enjoy our food?
I just wanted to acknowledge that we're gathered together as a family for the very first time.
I know what I want, and I know what I've got to do.
What's up?
You're making a big mistake.
I mean, look at these people.
All of a sudden, you're taking an interest in what I do?
I know we're all pretty small in the big scheme of things. And I suppose the most you can hope for is to make some kind of difference. But what kind of difference have I made?
Warren, what is the matter?
I'm okay.
It still seems pretty weird for this to be happening today.
I have these left over from my hysterectomy. They've expired, but I think it's okay.
Mr. Schmidt will have a seat right there, right? Mr. Schmidt? Mr. Schmidt?
What's interesting about that trailer, it actually uses the movie from American Beauty. A lot of the tricks that the trailers do, if they're trying to go for the same type of audience, they'll actually put in the trailer movie theme music from a previous movie that was successful when they're looking for that demographic. For those of you who don't know that, we like to educate as well as entertain here on The Chris Searle Show and Watch This on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Doing 47 movies you should watch before you die. We are up to 2003. I loved Master and Commander this year, but I also loved this movie, and this is why I picked the trailer to A Mighty Wind here on 47 Movies to Watch Before You Die here on Watch This, WMFO in Medford.
Finally, in the news tonight, the music world mourns the death of folk music icon Irving Steinblum. Steinblum managed the careers of the Main Street Singers, the Folksmen, and Mitch and Mickey.
The only fitting tribute that we could come up with was a memorial concert.
I'd like to think that Mitch would agree to do this, because I already said yes.
Well, there's a puppy in the parlor.
Folk Town was the label to be on.
But they had no hole in the center of the records. And
if you punched a hole in them, you'd have a good time.
It's just that time.
My dad, Fred Knox, was an original Main Street Singer.
He's a dead person now, but when he was alive, he was so happy.
There had been abuse in my family, but it was mostly musical in nature.
There's a kiss at the end of the rainbow.
Mitch was mysterious and intense.
I don't remember much.
We are so excited to be part of this project.
Oh, absolutely. It's something of a challenge for me because I don't like folk music.
Mm, me too.
Quick plug, Ola. I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops!
I had a hit that you might have heard of, Hurelegit Little Woman, which means How's It Hanging, Grandma?
Those are lights hanging up there?
Yes, those are lights.
Could they fall?
And that's a ceiling above us.
Excuse me, I must be full.
It's like that wire. I see a wire. I see it.
Ow!
Mighty winds are blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom.
I feel ready for a voyage on this magnificent vessel.
I love Mitch.
What if we see sailfish?
But
it's blowing you and me.
No jokes about my name. You like?
You look like a tangerine.
I want to be a great, big, huge elephant.
You're trying to figure out, did I have sex with someone tonight?
Isn't that how you get people to like you?
Here at Lacuna, we have a safe technique for the focused erasure of troubling memories.
Is there any risk of brain damage?
Technically, the procedure is brain damage.
But it's on a par with a night of heavy drinking. Nothing you'll miss.
My head already hurt.
That baby's history.
It's all being wiped away.
They're erasing you, Clem. You'll be gone by morning.
Whoa, careful.
What?
Step back. Roach the guy.
I loved you on this day.
Please let me keep this memory.
The eraser guys are coming here. Wake yourself up!
Worse, working like gangbusters.
I need somewhere deeper.
Can you hear me? I don't want this anymore! I want to call it off!
He's off the mat. Seem to have lost him for a moment.
Oh, dear.
Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind.
I want my mommy.
This is sort of warped.
I picked that one from 2004, 47 movies to watch before you die. Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind. A great, great movie, and it says a whole lot about relationships, in my humble opinion. We are up to 2005, and no movie yelled at me louder than this movie from 2005. I remember seeing the advertisement for this when I was over in Scotland. I'm like, what the hell is that movie? And the guy looked familiar, but I had not watched The Office, so I did not know Steve Carell. But I got to know him after this movie, The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Here's the trailer from 2005, 47 movies to watch before you die here on Watch This.
Thank you.
wants you so bad.
Over the years...
Did you glue this?
I wish I had some scissors.
Ow!
Andy Stitzer has lost a lot of girlfriends.
I'm sorry.
But there's one thing he never lost.
Are you a virgin?
Oh, you are hilarious. this is good.
You're a virgin!
How can you go 40 years and not have sex?
I just kind of stopped trying.
We gotta help the man. We cannot let you go on being a virgin.
I'm sorry.
You gotta highlight your attributes. Just wax that whole teen wolf thing off.
No! Kelly Clarkson! Help! I hate you! Stop smiling!
You look like a man-o-lantern.
The problem most men have is they don't know how to talk to women.
What am I supposed to say?
Nothing.
Just ask questions.
Are you looking for something?
Is there something I should be looking for?
We have a great section of do-it-yourself.
Do you like to do it yourself?
What am I talking about?
You gotta go somewhere where every girl is looking for a guy.
Welcome to Date a Palooza!
I'm Andy, and you are Gina?
Gina. Well, what's up?
Okay. I like your shirt.
Shh. You have kind eyes. You wanna get out of here? Do you think I'm pretty?
Whoa, whoa!
Look at me! Look at me!
I love it! You're pretty!
From Universal Pictures.
I'm Trish.
Andy, she gave me her number.
My God, man! Awesome.
Party's over. Let's let the virgin get back to work.
And the producer of Anchorman.
We've given you all the advice we have to give. Now you gotta put it in action.
Comes a comedy that will touch you.
You have your hands on my belt.
Like you've never been touched before.
Yeah, we're gonna celebrate.
Hey, you!
Let's get out of here.
Hope you have a big trunk, because I'm putting my bike in it.
Yeah.
The 40-year-old virgin.
From The Departed, here is Dropkick Murphys. 47 movies to watch before you die here on Watch This. WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Massachusetts. Oy. My name's Chris Earle. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to your freeform station, WMFO Medford.
Say.
Call it.
Call it.
We need to know what we're calling it for here.
You need to call it. I can't call it for you. Well, it wouldn't be fair.
I didn't put nothing up.
Yes, you did. You've been putting it up your whole life. You just didn't know it. You know what date is on this coin?
No.
1958. It's been traveling 22 years to get here. And now it's here. And it's either heads or tails. And you have to say, call it.
Well, look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything, call it.
All right. Heads, then.
Well done. Don't put it in your pocket.
Sir?
Don't put it in your pocket. It's your lucky quarter.
Where you want me to put it?
Anywhere, not in your pocket. Or it'll get mixed in with the others and become just a coin. Which it is.
That is from No Country for Old Men, another one from the Coen Brothers. Probably my favorite Coen Brothers movie. I love Fargo. I love that one. From 2008, it was a huge summer for superheroes, particularly some of the only DC movies I like. Superman, of course, from 78, and this one from 2008, The Dark Knight. Here's Joker's pencil trick here on Watch This.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
Give me one reason why I shouldn't have my boy here pull your head off.
How about a magic trick? I'm gonna make this pencil disappear. Ta-da! It's gone. Oh, and by the way, the suit, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought it.
Sid, I want to hear proposition.
Let's wind the clocks back a year. These cops and lawyers wouldn't dare cross any of you. I mean, what happened? Did your balls drop off? You see, a guy like me...
Freak.
A guy like me. Look, listen. I know why you choose to have your little... group therapy sessions in broad daylight. I know why you're afraid to go out at night. The Batman. You see, Batman has shown Gotham your true colors, unfortunately. Dent, he's just the beginning. And as for the television's so-called plan, Batman has no jurisdiction. He'll find him and make him squeal. I know the squealers when I see them, and...
What do you propose?
It's simple. We kill the Batman.
If it's so simple, why haven't you done it already?
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
How much you want?
Half.
You're crazy.
I'm not. No, I'm not. If we don't deal with this now, soon, little Gamble here won't be able to get a nickel for his grandma.
Enough from the clown!
Let's not blow this out of proportion.
You think you can steal from us and just walk away?
Yeah.
I'm putting the word out. 500 grand for this clown dead, 1 million alive, so I can teach him some manners first.
All right, so listen, why don't you give me a call when you want to start taking things a little more seriously? Here's my card.
All right, we're going into 2009. A well-deserved Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Heath Ledger, who passed away right after the movie was made, unfortunately. 2009 was a pretty good year for movies. District 9 was a great, great movie. I would normally pick that. However, I had to pick The Watchmen because even though a lot of people think this one's flawed, huge movie in my life to finally see this movie on the big screen. And I loved it when it came out. It was a little different than the comic book, but or graphic novel, as they call it now. But Watchmen had been a huge part of my life since 1985, so I would pick this movie from 2009. Here is the intro to The Watchmen here on Watch This, 47 Movies to Watch Before You Die.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing.
Chemical. Chemical in your brain.
No!
That makes us different from animals.
Makes us all the same.
Pill that makes you numb. Take pill that makes you calm.
Love it!
Take pill that makes you make it perfect.
Lost. I'm a guide. What do you say?
Well, the guidebook says that the route's through here. But I know a better way.
Oh, you have to remember that everything will be okay.
I don't think we figured in his day at all.
An incredibly crazy and intense movie from 2010, probably one of the hardest movies I've watched, just because it was so real and so well done. It was 127 hours, just the fact that it was based on a true story, too, just absolutely crazy. And James Franco, for whatever anybody thinks of him now, absolutely amazing. The guy holds the movie. It was a great movie from 2010. The next one is one that a lot of people probably don't know. I would pick this for 47 movies to watch before you die. It's a movie with the guy from Boardwalk Empire. Those would view would probably recognize him from that. Or maybe The Shape of Water. It is a trailer for Jeff Nichols' movie called Take Shelter here on Watch This.
Thinking about cleaning up that storm shelter out back.
I've been having these dreams. They always start with a kind of storm. I'm afraid something might be coming.
Tell me about these dreams.
I'm doing it for us. I know you don't understand.
You're right, I don't understand! I don't understand. You're staying up all night in that stupid tornado shelter.
Of shame, you'll show it till you die. It warns you're a dangerous man.
Stole a loaf of bread. My sister's child was close to death. We were starving.
You'll starve again unless you learn the meaning of the law.
Know the meaning of those 19 years a slave of the law.
5 years for what you did. The rest because you tried to run. Yes, 24601.
My name is Jean Valjean.
And I'm Javert. Do not forget my name. Do not forget me. 24601.
Come on!
Mr. Woodruff, you've tested positive for HIV. Have you ever used intravenous drugs? Have you ever engaged in homosexual conduct?
Homo, you say homo? You made a mistake, that ain't me.
Mr. Woodruff, we estimate you have 30 days left.
Newsflash for y'all.
Ain't nothing out there can kill Ron Woodruff in 30 days.
Them drugs.
They just released for testing, and I know this hospital's worth the size and need
it. It doesn't work that way, Mr. Woodruff.
Where are you going?
They got good meds out of Mexico. That's better than what you can get here in the States.
This is protein, totally non-toxic.
And you can't buy this in the USA?
Not approved.
You could be making a fortune off of this.
You look great.
Actually, I look amazing.
Anything to declare?
Nada.
But importing illegal drugs for sale is a very serious offense.
They're not illegal. They're merely unapproved.
I've been looking for you, Lone Star.
Listen, Tinkerbell, unless you got more cash or new clients, I'm busy.
You don't deserve our money.
Cut you in. 5%.
25. Take it or leave it.
Welcome to the Dallas Buyers Club.
You treating these people?
They're treating themselves. I ain't selling drugs. I'm selling membership.
Walker, Dorsett, these are patients?
Yes, sir.
They're also the names of players on the Dallas Cowboys.
That's a hell of a coincidence.
The hell is it?
I have a court order permitting us to confiscate any and all non-FDA-approved supplements.
We need a new supply.
Check Amsterdam, Ghana, and Israel.
We can do business with you.
Why are we here?
Nice restaurant, beautiful woman. It's where I feel like a human again.
Mr. Woodruff, what is going on?
People are dying.
You're nothing more than a common drug dealer.
TJ Rayon.
Freaking homo. Oh.
Life. You ain't alone. Wanted to mean something.
Just let me be your ticket home.
If we're gonna get out of here, we're gonna need to get into that watchtower. And to do that, I'm gonna need a few things. The guards wear security bands to control their ins and outs. I need one.
Leave it to me.
That dude there. I need his prosthetic leg.
His leg?
Yeah. God knows I don't need the rest of him. Look at him, he's useless.
All right.
And finally, on the wall back there is a black panel. Blinky yellow light. You see it?
Yeah.
There's a Quarnix battery behind it. Purplish box, green wires. To get into that watchtower, I definitely need it.
How are we supposed to do that?
Well, supposedly these bald bodies find you attractive, so maybe you can work out some sort of trade.
You must be joking.
No, I really heard they find you attractive.
Look, it's 20 feet up in the air, and it's in the middle of the most heavily guarded part of the prison. It's impossible to get up there without being seen.
I got one plan, and that plan requires a freaking Quarnix battery, so figure it out! Can I get back to it? Thanks. Now.
The flooding tunnel's over that ridge. We'll get in that way.
What was your job when you were based here?
Sanitation.
Sanitation? Then how do you know how to disable the shields?
I don't. I'm just here to get Ray.
People are counting on us. The galaxy is counting on us.
Solo, we'll figure it out. We'll use the Force.
That's not how the Force works. Oh, really? You're cold?
Come on.
From 2015, that was from a clip from Star Wars, The Force Awakens, probably one of the only original parts of Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Before that was Guardians of the Galaxy, and before that was a clip from Dallas Buyers Club. We are on to 2016, 17, and 18. The movies that I picked are Zootopia, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, and The Avengers Infinity War from 2018. Here are the clips for you. It has been Watch This with Chris Earle here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
In the world of Zootopia, humans never happened, which makes Zootopia a modern, civilized world that is entirely animal. That is an animal. Animals in Zootopia are anthropomorphic. That is just a big fancy word that means they walk around on 2 feet. They do not go to work nude. Thank you. Almost. That's got it. And they use technology. Okay, there are mammals from all over the globe in Zootopia. Large and small, fast and slow. But the truth is, Zootopia isn't perfect. And just like our world, not everyone gets along. Especially natural enemies. Which can create some issues. But nature always gives animals special skills to survive, and while one may have amazing night vision, another may have incredible hearing. And an air-powered elephant tranquilizer. So now you know. Zootopia. Like nothing you've seen before.
Don't drop it.
I don't think it matters that much.
Moose Finbar. Sounds like a badass.
I'll be the curvy genius.
Dr. Smolder Bravestone.
Guess I'm Ruby Roundhouse.
Ow. Where's the rest of me?
Oh my God. Fridge?
Yeah, Fridge. Who are you?
It's me, Spencer.
Who is she?
Martha?
Why am I wearing half a shirt and short shorts in the jungle?
I think we got sucked into Jumanji and we become the avatars we chose.
So that means...
Bethany?
Holy Bethany. Don't look at it!
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Well, I don't have my Claritin, and all I see around here is pollen.
Well, I don't have a time.